In the 1930s, the federal government hired Mr. and Mrs. William Bomer to open a school on the Brighton Reservation. On January 9, 1939, the Brighton Day School opened its doors to Seminole's children. Lorraine Gopher, Brighton Reservation resident and tribal culture program director, describes attending the school and Mr. and Mrs. Bomer's role in the school.
At the day school, it was like a one-room classroom. One classroom school. The teachers were Mr. and Mrs. Bomer, mainly Mr. Bomer. Mr. Bomer was everything. He drove the bus, picked us up, brought us back, and then he taught. And his wife did the cooking, and then he took us home. I think he closed up in 1954, because when I left there, then we went to Okeechobee School, and I started fourth grade in Okeechobee. And I went to Okeechobee till I finished high school in 1963.
Do you remember some of the people you went to the day school with?
Jim Shore, Eddie Shore, Brown Shore, Nancy Shore. Then my brother and my sisters, Jimmy Scott Osceola, Lawana Osceola. I mean, there had to be at least 30 of us there, but, or more. I can't remember that many, but Josephine Huff Youngblood, she was there. Elsie Tommy. But when I graduated from high school, there was only 3 of us that graduated from high school.
Please press stop.